James chapter 4. Where do wars and fightings among you come from? Don't they come from your lusts that war in your members? You lust and don't have. You kill and desire to have and can't obtain. You fight in war, yet you don't have because you don't ask. You ask and don't receive because you ask wrongly, so you can consume it on your lusts. You adulterers and adulteresses, don't you know that friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world is an enemy of God. Do you think that the scripture says, for nothing the spirit that lives in us lusts to envy? But he gives more grace. So he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he'll run away from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and cry. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he'll lift you up. Don't speak evil about each other, brothers. He that speaks evil about his brother and judges his brother speaks evil about the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you're not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you that judges someone else? Go on now, you who say, today or tomorrow we'll go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and make a profit. Actually, you don't know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is a puff of steam that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. For you ought to say, Lord willing, we'll live and do this or that. But now you rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore, to him that knows to do good and doesn't do it, to him it is sin.